Okay, well, I guess everybody can hear us. We'll call the meeting to order at 5:45 and take roll. Chambisi?
Here.
Will McCominick here? Stacy Kirkland?
Here.
Jason Ingram?
I'm here, but not sworn in.
Okay, we'll do the pledge.
Share, give me a second to share the screen.
Okay. Right behind you. There you go.
Thank you.
That's the first time here.
You guys seeing the flag, those who need it? Yep, okay, I got it.
Randy, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, so item three, the annual reorganization of the governing board. So we have a new member to swear in.
Yep. So Jason, how about you stand? You've got your script there.
I do.
If you don't mind reading that for us.
You read yours better than mine. Just read it off.
You can just read it off.
Okay. I, Jason Ingram, do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon which I am about to enter.
Wonderful. Thank you. And welcome officially. If you sign that, then we have that record.
Didn't it be of the sword up north? This is nice. Okay.
And then the black side.
Oh.
Thank you much.
Thank you.
And so I know we just did this, Wilma, because we needed to, because we had some officer change that we had.
Right.
But we need to kind of go through the same process and confirm where we are now or make change, whatever, and then vote on it.
Okay. So the election of officers, so we need a president, vice president, and clerk. And do we just make motions who we
I think are the way we started last time is we made a motion for a slate of candidates. You all arm wrestled it out. So right now we have you as
the so we switch clerks. Now.
So we nominate you for president.
Right.
Is that the deal?
Okay.
So if you don't mind, I'll make a motion.
Okay.
I move to approve the same slate as we had last month.
And I'm just going to repeat it.
Right, president, vice president.
Yeah.
So Roma president, Sean vice president, and Miss Stacy as the clerk. So there's a
I second.
Okay.
I know I did not give you space to
put
votes,
okay.
But
that's fine.
Can do it.
So do we still have to do by roll? So Stacy, okay. All right. So all in favor of the motion and the second by roll, Sean?
Aye.
Wilma? Aye. Stacy?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you.
Still our message.
What?
You're still our message.
So approval of the agenda.
Approve.
I'll second. All in favor of the approval of the agenda by roll, Sean?
Aye.
Wilma? Aye. Stacy?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Okay.
So we don't do this very often, and Nick is here with us. Nick, are you gonna connect there?
Yeah, I'm working remotely from my phone, so I'm in a hotel room, so it's not the best background for a face shot.
you mean the whole bed with the cord? No. So we're doing a public meeting to discuss some, you know, that we're going to be purchasing the Susanville location. And USDA requires that we have a public meeting. This has been posted in the newspapers. And so here we are. So it requires a motion to open it, and then we can talk about it, and then the same on the going away side. We need a motion and vote.
Okay. So we need a motion to open the public meeting. I'll make that motion. Second by Sean. All in favor to open to a public meeting by roll. Sean?
Aye.
Wilma? Aye. Stacy?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Okay.
So Nick, take it away.
Sure. All right. Yeah. So as a part of Long Valley's entered into an agreement to purchase the Thompson Peak facility from its current owner. The financing vehicle that is being used is USDA Rural Development, USDA Rural Development Loan. As part of that loan, we have to do this public hearing so that anybody that's interested in the project can learn about it and discuss it. Basically, the background is we're purchasing the building. As part of the purchase and the requirements of USDA, we have to do some ADA upgrades to make it accessible. We had a survey, an architect come out and do a survey on the facility a few weeks ago. We just got that report back. We will be changing some doors, fixing some ramps that are out of compliance. It's Sherry has the full report. But that's part of the process for USDA to fund the project. I'll be working on a budget that will detail the cost associated with all the updates for ADA. We will probably be trying to do that within the year from closing, but USDA gives us up to, I think it's 3 years to do the work. The gym isn't going to be a part of the ADA upgrades as it's not being used currently. So it's just going to be the existing building and an ADA accessible parking stall. And that's about it, I think. Sherry, do you have any other thoughts that we want to talk about regarding that?
I don't think so right now. I've shared the report with the board. They've had an opportunity to look at that report. So I want to reiterate that we're going to, they'll allow us to make the purchase as long as we have this ADA transition plan in place. So instead of requiring it up front, they're going to let us start because we've been using it actively in that building and then.
Based on the report, there isn't anything that I've seen so far that's scary in terms of cost. So this is not going to be cheap to do this work, but there's nothing that I've seen so far that's going to be prohibitively expensive.
Kelly, you're up there smiling and happy about it. Do you have anything you want to add?
No, we're just super excited and we're just excited.
Can I ask a question? Are we ever going to be able to use the gym, or is like, will we just tear it down, or what are we going to do?
Yeah. So USDA, we only have to do this portion for the current building because it's what's being used right now. In the future, if you want to use that building, USDA is not going to come out and, you know, do any sort of follow-up. So if you want to use it, that's not a problem. And if you did want to do upgrades to it over time, of course, that's not an issue either.
Wouldn't the issue for us be the, right now we have a certificate of occupancy using the main building that we're in as a school. So if we wanted to start using it in a different capacity, the gym, wouldn't we need to work with the city?
Yeah, you'd likely need to do some, you know, because right now it's not in the greatest condition. So you're going to have to do something to clean it up. But yeah, USDA wouldn't be involved at that point. It would just be the city.
Right. That helps, Stacey. So yes, but we are only capable, our capacity based on people to be is what can we do? And first we get the building rocking and rolling and then start to consider what we can do with the gym. I've already heard that there are plenty of organizations that actually want to rent the gym from us, you know, for their sporting events, because there's just a real lack of gym space. So, you know,
No, that's great. Thank you. Because I was just curious. It wasn't laid out in the plan. And so that's why I was asking.
Oh, ripping that down would be okay too. No.
Yeah.
It's a lot of space, a nice space. I know Kelly wants to spread out her teachers and use some of those other classrooms up there, but you know, one thing at a time, please.
No, I'm excited.
And I don't think there's any, correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think there's any public comment from anybody that's unaffiliated with the school, correct? I don't think there's anybody on the call for that.
Not on this location.
Yeah, okay, that's right. Nobody usually, this is a requirement by USDA, and almost, I've never had anybody come to the actual public hearing for any of the USDA projects we've done, but it's just part of their process to say that we've done it.
Yeah. And it's good to have it out and answer some questions.
For sure. And Sherry, do you want me to talk about the well while we're at it?
Yeah, why don't you talk about the well?
Should we close
the... Actually, let's close the...
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so can we get a motion to close the public meeting or session?
I motion.
I'll second.
All in favor to close by roll, Sean?
Aye.
Wilma? Aye. Stacy?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Okay. So the public meeting portion is closed and Nick will give us an update on the well. Okay.
Yep. So the well was completed back at the end of November. We went up and did a test on it the middle of December, I believe it was, with the contractor and the well driller. Everything's working well. The only issue we have right now is that we're waiting for power to get connected. And I believe part of your agenda today is an easement for the transformer, if I'm not mistaken. As soon as that's approved, it should just be a matter of a few weeks for the power company to come out and install power. We've got a turnover package that we're about ready to give to the school that gives all the operational requirements, instruction manuals and whatnot. And if anybody does want to come out there and do a hands-on learning, we're happy to do that as well. But yeah, we're basically ready to rock as soon as the power gets turned on, and then it can be used for whatever purposes you guys deem necessary.
Thanks, Nick. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no worries. All right. You guys have a good rest of your meeting.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye. Bye.
Before we get the consent, we forgot to put on here public comment on
things on. Say again.
Before we get to the consent, we forgot to put public comment things on the agenda. It's too late to add.
That we had him do the update?
No.
Oh.
Just public comment for the things on the agenda. It's not on the agenda.
It's right there. Number 7.
That's not on the agenda?
Roman numeral 7.
Those are things not on the agenda.
Right. And it says it in the beginning. It says, so in the second paragraph, it says members of the public may be heard on any business item during consideration.
Okay.
At the
end. Okay. Fine,
yeah, no worries. Thanks for keeping us, looking to keep us legal.
Carry on.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, so the consent agenda, any questions or comments on anything that was sent out? Okay, no, but can I get a motion to approve the consent agenda? I'll make a motion. All in favor by roll, Sean?
Aye.
Wilma? Aye. Stacy?
Aye.
Jason? Okay. Public comments. Do we have any public comments?
I think Gina was coming to make some public comments.
Okay.
Actually, more of a plea. I understand I need to bring it to y'all. What have I done lately?
With severe PTSD. And she's got a little bunny rabbit. It's a silly little thing. And for her to function neatly, having that rabbit gets her to go to youth group, go to this, go to that. And without him, we're lucky to get much anything from him. And I understand a miniature pony would be really fun, but that's not what she has. A dog would be great, but that's not what she has. It's not what makes her comfortable. And I understand that the law, I guess, says that the ESAs, I don't know, they're kind of a gray area. And I was told she can't have her bunny with her. I don't know why. I just know it has something to do with whatever the law says. I'm sorry, long day.
There you go, kid.
Thank you. Sorry.
That's all right.
It's been a long couple of years. And I'm just here to plead with you on behalf of the young lady. And I asked her if you came today, which she didn't. And she was asked why she needs Oscar the Grouch. He's not Grouch. He's actually extremely mellow when he's out. It's just his natural temperament. He just sits there. At home, he runs like the Dickens, but out and about, he's really well behaved. And I asked her, what is the one thing you would say? Why do you want him? And she basically, in her own words, she said he was her reason for living sometimes.
So can I, you know, sure. Right now we have a board policy that provides guidelines for what can and can't happen at school. And right now, emotional support animal is not permissible. We do have an upcoming IEP in another week.
Tuesday.
Okay.
Yes, Tuesday afternoon.
And so I think this will be a really good opportunity for us to have further discussion. Because tonight we can't discuss changing the board policy. I would need to bring anything like that back if that's the direction we needed to go. But I think we're going to make sure that we put plenty of space in during that meeting to really explore what's possible.
Okay, what do I need to bring? A doctored note? I can get shrimp notes. I can get, what do you need?
I would bring whatever you have. Yeah.
We can even bring Oscar for you to meet him. He is like the calmest little guy you've ever met.
Well, because he's not permitted at school right now. Let's not bring him. But
right. Can you ask for something in the IT that's against board policy?
I think that we can have the conversation of what is really necessary and see what we can explore. And then, so her ability to access her education is absolutely number one, right? So that's where we'll start and then go from there. And I will definitely talk to our attorney to get, you know, out of time anything.
And honestly, the more we let her do things like that, the less she will, if that makes sense. Because once she gets comfortable, you know, she went out with her sister. She's like, no, I'm leaving Oscar home. And that was the first time she's done that. And it's because we haven't barred her from, we went to an escape room with the critter. You know, he's been going everywhere. He's got a little leash and his little harness is going to be saying ESA by the end of the week. And you know me and my kids, and I'll do anything for them.
I think for multiple charter schools, I've worked with Gina for probably about 15 years, maybe. Yes. Yeah.
I'm a little passionate, but I'll do anything for my kids.
I know you will. So let us take it to the IED, and then we can always come back to the board.
Okay.
Perfect.
thank you. I'm going to talk.
Yeah, thank you.
Bring stuff. Bring whatever you got.
I will bring everything we have.
Okay.
Thanks.
I don't need to stay, do I?
Well, the minute you enter, you're bound.
Yeah.
I'm
trying to be respectful. I'm not trying to be.
You're locked in.
Jeez Louise.
Good night.
Thank you.
You have to forgive me, but what is the acronym IET?
Oh,
IET.
I do apologize.
It's in the section, the very last page. Under the policy for this.
So, it's just individual education plan. When you're in special education, we must have an individual education plan.
Okay, this is for special education.
Correct.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you. I just want to be sure on the same page.
And so that's going to happen next week, it sounds like.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we have an appointment, and so that's already. On our.
Has there ever been a service animal at school? I've never seen this one.
Not at our school, but we had animals coming into school being a topic a couple years ago, and so we did develop a board policy.
I did see a.
Like I said, that policy was written by. We'll explore.
Okay.
Okay. Any other public? I assume not at any of the other locations.
No.
Okay. We're on section 8 then, reports. Any reports from the board members?
I have one.
Yay.
I just went through an IEP and I was actually talking to Whitney and I said a lot of things have changed since Whitney's been brought on board and I really appreciate her. So yeah. I'm not sure about this Mr. Landerman yet.
Thanks, Sean. Thank you. That's very sweet of you to say. And I think you'll really like him once you get to know him. He's kind of quirky, but the kids absolutely love him. So,
like Egon from Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you. You've been doing a good job.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Bringing her into that senior leadership team has been a really great move. Yep.
Did you have any?
No.
Stacy? No? Okay. Sherry?
I submitted my report in writing to all of you. I would just be adding that I cannot believe what staff have needed to and have done. Like there is absolutely, from the last update I gave you, there's been more positive cases. Mm-hmm. We're working, what did we figure out? We have 5 teachers at Doyle that are out currently.
Mm-hmm.
5, can you imagine? Plus an administrator.
Plus an aide.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a 10-day quarantine now?
Yes. Yeah, we're still not. Doing 5. We don't get to do 5.
Okay. Yeah, okay. That's what I thought it was.
Yeah, CDC says stuff, and you got to have CDPH, the California Department of Public Health, has said some things, but that still doesn't apply to school. So we have to deal with Cal OSHA rules for our employees. They've not said we can do 5 days. And then for students, we have to follow CDE and the California Department of Public Health. Do a joint thing, and they haven't updated that for us, so we're still. We can shorten them if people are willing to be tested for students at certain points,
mm-hmm.
but pretty much there hasn't been that interest in testing. So the fact that we're still open, because you know there's schools closing down all over the county because of staffing, you know, on the screen, Jared and Kelly. Who are the site admin in Portola and Susanville have been here subbing in classrooms to help make it. So just the team and everyone that's left on campus, of course, are pulling double duty and just like you're all of a sudden shirt people and monitor lunches and playground and the luxury of more breaks, right? And you just, everybody's rolling up their sleeves and making it work. So I'm just really super proud of everyone. You know, Elle spends her day, because, you know, contact tracing became the responsibility of the school, and issuing all the letters for quarantine or isolation is the responsibility of the school. And so that falls on completely on Elle. She does it for all three locations. She has to navigate the different rules for Plumas County, because their public health and Lassen County public health have different spins on some of it. So it's been a crazy ride.
Yeah. Wow.
Really crazy. And it actually makes it hard to, you know, my emails from the state don't slow down. Like, there seems to be no acknowledgement at that level of what we're dealing with, because still there's tons of reports, and Matthew's here from, you know, DMS. There's so many reports, there's so much work to still be done, and it doesn't stop. If I get one more invitation to attend some, you know, special meeting of the state, and I'm thinking, really, I cannot manage another meeting. Sorry.
Is that going to push the testing back?
No. Oh, no.
Really?
Really. And they did shorten it again this year. So it's still going to happen, but it's a little less intense. No, our students do the iReady test this month.
That's what I was asking. Is it going to push that back?
No, no. It could. I'm saying that it's
not at this point.
Yes, it's going to. Okay. Let's be honest. It's going to do it by a week or two. You know, I have a whole crew of teachers who are out that still now need to do their conferences that were all scheduled this week. So we're going to have, we're talking about having subs in their classes so that they can maybe do it in the afternoon. So just, it's all.
So probably March before we, as the board, get the results.
Probably. Yes, I think that's a reasonable
expectation. I'm coming for you, Whitney.
Yeah.
Well, we actually, so I don't think we'll be as bad as we think, because one of the classes that are out, they actually started a week earlier. So it just kind of worked out. So we have a 3-week testing window. I'm going to look at the status tomorrow. I'm hoping that we can get it done. You know, we'll see. I will be subbing in a class all next week. So, you know, we'll just kind of play it by ear. But I'm hoping we won't have to push it out too much. But, you know, the odds haven't been in our favor so far. So.
And there are staff out at the other two locations. Of course, we have the blessing of it being independent study. So the fact that they're not coming in for some of their blended and extra tutoring is unfortunate. So it does affect them educationally.
Yeah. We're just talking about math. So.
Right.
That's what you do.
Yeah. Well, lots of people are doing stuff the best they can, using Zoom where they need to, and trying to still. I have some of those teachers who are out Zooming with students and, you know, trying to keep up with them, even though they're ones who are really sick or not doing that, but the ones who are quarantined or are with us. Yeah. Just wanted to press on the current challenge.
Yeah. Anything else? Okay. So, Matthew, your turn.
Hello, and thank you for having me. Sherry, would I be able to share?
I guess I gotta press a button.
Much appreciated. So I am here this evening to share with you guys a financial update through November of 2021.
Matthew, we have a new board member, so why don't you introduce yourself a little more and tell us about Delta?
Oh, absolutely. My name is Matthew Lemus. It's a pleasure to meet you, Jason. I was present at the previous meeting, and congratulations. We're excited to have you on the board. Delta Managed Solutions is a back office service provider. We help Sherry and Elle with all of the financials, reporting, data input as far as the accounting goes. We also have payroll and AP services that we help with. So I have quite a team here that works with DMS that Sherry and Elle are familiar with, but usually you'll just see me on the board meetings for any type of major financial update, assistance with audit, and all of our major updates, which would be first interim, which we did last December, second interim, which is going to be coming up very soon, unfortunately. It's a blink of an eye. I know we just did first interim, but second interim, you'll see me in 2 months talking about that. And then our unaudited actuals at the end of the year.
Thank you.
No problem.
Can you share?
I can. Let me get that up for you right now. So a lot of this you'll be familiar with as far as what we presented for first interim. I will highlight a couple of changes that we noticed in November and what we're looking like moving forward. I'll jump right down to the summary page. First thing you'll notice is that the deficit that Long Valley was operating under as our first interim update has been reduced. We're starting to see the revenues catch up. You can see they're at 32%. I'm sure you guys are sick of me telling you this every update, but revenues are notoriously slow, especially the federal ones. We start to see those in November and December, and the rest usually don't come until November and December of the following year. So you'll see them recognized at the end of the fiscal year for the school, but we won't actually get the cash the following year. As reference, we were at 24% in the end of the first interim update. We're now at 32% for Long Valley and 31% for Thompson Peak. Thompson Peak is now operating in a net positive of about $10,000, while Long Valley is still in a net negative at about negative $88,000. Next thing I want to highlight, especially when you see anything operating in a negative, is how does our cash look? This is a detailed section. The first thing I look at is revenues. Are they where we expect them to be? At this point in the year, that is exactly where we would expect them to be. No flags there. I'll pull up the Long Valley cash flow, still in a very stable cash position when looking at our November actuals and our projected budget, with the ending cash position of $1.9 million, which is about 220 days of cash on hand. For reference, that's about 60% of your annual expenditures. When I say that, that just means you could go through 60% of the year, assuming revenue was completely cut off without having monetary issues. We jump down to this is year two, and Thompson Peak. The Thompson Peak cash flow, we're looking at almost 2 million cash on hand projected in June with 242 days of cash on hand. That represents about 66% of your annual expenditures. Very healthy cash position for both schools. It's something that we're noticing with a lot of our partners here at DMS. And that if schools are operating in a deficit this year after the massive influx of cash last year, it is definitely not the end of the world, as the cash positions are in a very strong place. And for those who are actually reading the full report, I wanted to highlight the last two pages, which is the balance sheet. This is something where you can check your cash amounts at the end of November in the various bank accounts, accounts receivable and AP. Your liability section will be the second section here that's showing any outstanding amounts that we do still owe. And does anyone have any questions?
No, not hearing any.
All right. Well, thank you guys again. And I'll be on for the rest of the meeting. If anything comes up, I'm always available.
Thank you. Thank you. So the next item is the program reports, which were attached. Any comments or discussions on any of those? The campus location, special program, safety, and advisory council. I had one question on the, I think it's on the safety,
the fit report thing.
It seems like there's a couple of them that have been on there month after month.
Yeah, there are.
One of them that sticks out is the kitchen floor at Thompson Peak. I mean, how hard is that really to fix?
Well, let's hear from Kelly. And see
okay.
So it's kind of lifting in the corners and stuff. It's not like in the middle or really in a traffic area. So it's just kind of, you know, minimal. It's not, I don't think it's as bad as it sounds, but yeah. I don't really know what it would take. And since we're buying the building, I don't know what Kirak's interested in doing.
I think we should get fixed before we make the purchase, because that's his responsibility now that we're making these payments, right?
And there was another thing at Thompson.
There's a few things, yeah.
Oh, yeah, some, was it leaking? I can't remember now. I didn't print that one out. I just remember when I read through it. So,
Jared, you got it nearby?
Isn't there something a matter with the roof?
So they started working on the roof over the summertime, but then I think the Dixie Fire totally pulled Kirak away and stuff like that. But they did start working on it, repairing it or redoing it. And then the back door is, I think the students push it hard to open it. The glass back door is in the end of the hall. So we had it repaired, but in Susanville fashion, they had to order it from Reno and then they got the wrong part. And then, so now we're just waiting for the right part for that to be remedied. So I would say majorly just the kitchen floor in the bathroom, I mean, in the kitchen and then in the boys' bathroom is a little bit, but it's old. I mean, it's pretty.
Well, the question, it comes down to safety, student safety.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So is it a safety issue in those two places is the question.
No, we have non-slip mats over them. And again, they're like in the kind of in the corner, like underneath the cabinets where the cabinets meet the flooring. So.
So we need to consider whether that belongs on the report, and we can talk about that and see. And if the roof was started and not reinitiated, then that's probably something we need to talk to Kirak about.
Started might be a bold word. I think they went up there to check it out.
I was all okay. I just happened. Just yeah, like I kept seeing that one every time I looked at the report.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? Okay, item 9, information items. So everybody got the form, the 700 forms to complete and sign. Stacy, did you get yours?
I know.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
I'll fill it out this weekend.
They are absolutely due by April 15th. So I just like to make this on my list for every January to get it initiated. So no worries.
Good. And the phase one report for Thompson Peak.
Mm-hmm. Well, I sent that to you and I just wanted to have it on here in case there were questions or comments.
Yeah. It's pretty extensive, I thought.
Yeah. Yep.
And I think even actually reading through some of that, I think when Kirak moved some of his stuff out of there, some of those things are going to get checked off that they actually noted.
Right.
Yeah. Was there any questions on that? Okay. And the correspondence. The expenditure plan review.
That's the one that the county looked over. Oh, they actually made me change some wording on one of the sections and then sent us a letter to say all is good.
Yeah.
And then number two is a pretty exciting thing. You know, on our accreditation, right, Nawaska accreditation, Kelly's just submitted her one, but for Thompson Peak to have their full self-study, which is the every 6 years. 3 years ago, Long Valley had its self-study and got something that very few schools get, was a 6-year accreditation. And usually at 3 years, they make you have a mid-cycle visit for a day or two. They said, no, you don't even need that. Just write a progress report and submit it to us, which is what we did. And then we got the letter back saying it's been accepted and we're reconfirming the rest of your, you know, 6-year term.
Oh, wow. So
that's kind of exciting.
Yeah, that's nice. Great.
Woo-hoo, that's, I won't count on that happening again. You know, it just happens to be the committee. And, but they are trying to send more charter school people out to other charter schools where they understand what's different about it. So you're Kelly, the fellow who's the chairman is not a charter person, right?
I don't know. He told me that he's been on like 150 WASC, so I would imagine some of those have to be charter, but I don't think that's his specialty now.
Sorry. He's been very kind to Kelly and keeping her calm and breathing.
Yeah.
Okay. So on to action items. Item A, discussion and possible action regarding approval of the school accountability report card for Thompson Peak and Long Valley. I'll second. All in favor by roll, Sean?
Aye.
Wilma, aye. Stacy?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Item B, discussion and possible action regarding consideration of Rico's Mexican Foods notice of intention to engage in the sale of alcoholic beverages. This is an opportunity for neighbors within 500 feet to protest their application. This restaurant is across the street from the Portola Resource Center.
Some background here.
I'm gonna ask Jared.
Oh, Jared.
So it's a small mom and pop shop, and part of the process to get a liquor license is that anybody within 500 feet of their front door, any business, they have to give them the ability to say, we don't want a liquor license there. It's small. It's actually probably one of my favorite places to eat in Portola. So I'm partial.
Isn't there a restaurant just like not even a half a block down that sells alcohol already? Alcohol.
Yeah.
So my recommendation to you, based on our familiarity and not seeing that that would in any way negatively impact our resource center there, was to go ahead and say, you know, the motion would be to not protest their application.
I'll make a motion to not protest. Okay. All in favor by roll, Sean?
Aye.
Wilma, aye. Stacy?
Aye.
Jason.
Aye.
Item C, discussion and possible action regarding approval of granting of electrical right-of-way easement to Plumas Sierra Rural Electric Cooperative for the Doyle Loose property. So this is the one that Nick was just talking about for them to put
the transformer right
in for the
transformer thing.
Right.
Easement.
I'll move to approve it.
I'll second. All in favor by roll, Sean?
Aye.
Wilma, aye. Stacy?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye.
Item D, discussion and possible action regarding approval of federal surplus renewal application.
And so that's, we actually did a resolution in November and approved it. This just allows us to, what does it allow us to do?
Yeah, so this allows us to get federal surplus property from the federal prison and the prisons in Susanville. So we've received in the past, we've received basketball hoops
and very couple pallets worth of computers from the federal prison. So this application, unless you have this application on file, you cannot receive those items from the those locations.
Okay. So we did part of the package, but there's like one more document that you need to approve here. Okay.
I'll move to approve.
I'll second. All in favor by roll, Sean?
Aye.
Wilma, aye. Stacy?
Aye.
Jason?
Aye. Future items? Maybe the reasonable accommodation. I don't know what's going to come out. That might be coming up. Reasonable accommodation?
Oh, right. That'll be on the future. Yeah. Was that a teacher or a parent?
A parent.
Okay. And then, yeah. Anything else for future items? Any other comments from anyone?
Oh, my tree thing, but that might need something to put on for next month for March or April. Is that how
it will not need to be a board item?
Yeah, it doesn't have to be.
Oh, it doesn't
have to. You're just working with
Misty. That's right. It's a day thing, not a stay the night.
Right.
That's right. Cool. As long as my tree thing's good.
Make it happen.
All right.
Okay, so we'll adjourn at 6:31. Thank you.
Have a good night.
Thanks, everybody. Okay.